How's it going, Grady Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a great day kind of day. And on this installment of Grady Nation, we're going to be talking with Jeremy Gable of Jeremy Gable's Travel Express. And he's here to speak about his plans for a Bolivian University railing collapse reenactment. Jeremy, how are you?
Well, Bubba, I'm feeling pretty good. How about you?
I'm feeling fine. Good times, Tomado. How are you?
I'm all right. It looks like we're getting closer to the end with this, you know, Rice-A-Roni.
Yeah, the Rice-A-Roni virus does seem to be dissipating a little bit. Hopefully, it stays that way permanently. And I guess that would mean good business for you, Jeremy, with your new idea.
Yeah, Baba, if people are able to move about freely, they can come to our Bolivian railing balcony collapse.
Well, it does seem a bit callous to exploit a tragedy.
Well, we're not, no, see, here we go. We just started and we're already going to argue. It's not a matter of exploiting a tragedy. It's a matter of people having some fun, just having an opportunity to take a picture with their friends and loved ones over a situation in the news. What's the big deal?
Okay, so based on what you told me, you have acquired an abandoned church, and there are multiple levels in the church, and people will be able to go to the very top, and you have, I guess, installed this collapsible railing, a railing that breaks easily at a certain time, and people can pretend they're falling over, and as they're falling over, you take their picture. Is that essentially what it is?
Yeah, Baba, it's a good idea. It's something where people can come to the abandoned church and come to the very top, and they could, you know, cluster with a group of their friends, and they can pretend that they are a part of the railing collapse, and as the railing quote unquote breaks, we take a picture, almost like, you know, you're on a ride like Splash Mountain, and they take a picture of you when you hit the very bottom off the mountain, and you're all wet and laughing. It's like that.
Well, Jeremy, I mean, with the actual balcony collapse, people passed. Is this a situation where people who use your service are going to be in danger?
No, absolutely not, Papa. Don't be ridiculous. We have it so that there's a bunch of protocols in place. Safety is in order. It is something where people can, fall off the balcony, and there are a bunch of inflatable bounce houses on the ground. So we've inflated a few of the bounce houses that you see at the, you know, state fair. And so when you fall, it's almost like you're going to be on a trampoline. You're going to just bounce up and down, and you're going to be all right. You're not going to be hurt in any way. And we also have a bunch of MyQuillos to brace you in terms of the impact so you're not hurt.
My quilos? Are you serious?
Yeah, the quilt pillow. Haven't you heard of those?
Yes, we've had the guy who makes the My Quilo on this podcast.
Well, Baba, you should support it then. I mean, if people are falling on a bunch of quilt pillows and inflatable bounce houses, they have nothing to worry about. They're not going to get harmed. So when they fall, I mean, they can have a funny reaction on their face. Like, oh my goodness, I'm going to fall and break my neck. When in reality, they're going to be just fine. It's something where they can be silly, going over the rail. I mean, they could do a cartwheel for all I care. They can do a cartwheel and the railing breaks and they're going to be just fine.
So you really are making a joke of what happened.
No, Baba, that's absolutely not accurate. Why you keep saying that?
Well, it does seem kind of strange that, you know, you're saying people can, you know, do cartwheels and, you know, a shooting star press off the railing.
I never said shooting star press, you waterhead. I said just a cartwheel and just have a little silly, a sly grin. What's wrong with that? You know, it's not the end of the world. You two are just filled with estrogen and are super, super sensitive. I think that's what it is.
Well, I don't think that's it. It's just a case where it seems like a money grab. And a lot of times with you, Jeremy, given that the travel industry has been impacted by the Ricerone virus, you come up with these.
Yeah, get it out, moron.
What? No, it's just you come up with these harebrained schemes, and a lot of them are just not very thoughtful of people who have been suffering.
Well, you can come to that point of view and Dunce Cat Boy, Tom Laddix.
It's Tom Lado.
Whatever. You two can come up with whatever you want, but there's a demand for this because when we put up the website registry, I mean the website crashed. There were so many people signing up because they want to participate and get, and you know, really, part of it has to do with the fact that a lot of folks just want to be able to get together in a group again and do an activity. It's not doing anything disrespectful about the Bolivian university students. But I will say that if you want to bring a backpack and, you know, like,
you're stuck because you got caught. You got caught. You're gonna say something bad.
No, I wasn't, Baba. No. It's just that if there are people that want to, put on a backpack and, okay. So let's say you have a friend. Which I doubt. I don't think you have any friends. But let's say you have a friend who's wearing a backpack. And we have it set up. We do the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then the railing, we break it off with our pulley system. And you grab the person by the backpack and you just fling them over the balcony. You can do that.
That's kind of what happened to that one guy. I mean, if anyone has seen the video, and I hope people haven't, because it's so sad, but there was this one guy that was pretty far away from the railing, but when people started falling, he was grabbed because people are so scared. and he was pretty much yanked off the floor. Boy, you're a stuttering, stammering mess, aren't you? Well, it's just so sad. It's just really bad.
Okay. I see what you did. You're making good times, Tano. Don't get sensitive.
Well, you know, to make him feel better, we can do a photo opportunity where, you know, he's taking it doggy style and his head banging into the railing causes the railing to collapse. So he's taking it and his head banging into the railing causes the collapse. And so he's falling over with someone in him.
All right, you know, that's just disgusting.
No, you're making a claim about me that isn't true. Well, the jury's still out about that, Bobo.
Okay, so are you at least donating any proceeds to the victims of those in Bolivia, the family of the victims?
Wow, how in the world would I get their information? I mean, do they have like a GoFundMe or something? How would I know who is who? It just looked like a bunch of faceless, fat, dumb, stupid fools congregated together, dumb enough to be in such a compact space with so many people, and then they go over a railing and they get shocked. Oh, we're falling over. Well, no duh, you saps.
Okay, so now you really have no sensitivity for the people who suffered. You really don't care. It's money, and really, how much money does this photo opportunity cost?
Well, I think it's a pretty good deal if you're going to take a photo where you fall off the railing. It's $20.
$20? For a picture?
Well, we have to cover the finances of the quality of the film for the picture. We have to cover for the rental fee for the abandoned church. And I don't see anything wrong with the fee.
It sounds like you're just trying to get rich quick, as usual.
And it sounds like you have a bunch of Cool Whip in your mouth and you're incoherent.
You're so nasty. You're like a... You might be the worst person that's ever been on this show.
Well, I think I'm the most creative person that's been on this show. I'm a go-getter, and I don't think any of you are going to shame me into changing my mind. So if anyone wants to contact me about a photo opportunity with the collapsible railing, reach out, Jeremy Gables, Travel Express.
Okay, Jeremy, well, I appreciate you being on, even though I think what you're doing is really just deplorable.
Well, I thought continuing this podcast was kind of deplorable, really.
All right, Grady Nation. We thank you for your time. We'll check in with you soon.